We're glad you're here with us this morning. As we're reminded to drop our old patterns of looking to others to provide our good. This morning, because of our potluck picnic, and because there is another congregation that comes in after us, we'll have a shorter lesson, and then everyone's invited to go downstairs. So if we are not to look to others to provide our good, where are we to look? We are to look within ourselves and know that God is the Father of our real self. And God has given to each one of us all of His nature, including unconditional love, wisdom, power. And this teaching does not begin with us or with P.P. Quimby in the 1850s, or with Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. It's from the beginning, depicted in the Old Testament with Abraham, who was the first recorded person to worship one God. Now, other people throughout the ages have kept this truth alive. And in a Robert Browning poem that Joel Goldsmith quoted, he titled the poem Paracelsus. I never heard that word, and I went on Google, found it. It's a ton of information. He was he was born in 1493. He was Swiss. He traveled all over Europe, and he traveled in the East. He was very interested in mysticism, and he worked with mystics in the East. And Browning wrote a poem, Robert Browning. He titled it Paracelsus. Now, Browning happened to be a contemporary of Quimby. Quimby was born in America in 1802, and Robert Browning was born in England in 1812. But they were on the same wavelength to a certain extent. And this is just a few sentences from that poem. There is an inner center in us all where truth abides in fullness. And to know consists in opening out a way where the imprisoned splendor may escape, rather than effecting entry for a light supposed to be without. It's much easier to grasp this when you're reading it, so I'm just going to repeat it. There is an inmost center in us all where truth abides in fullness, and to know consists in opening out a way where the imprisoned splendor may escape, rather than effecting entry for a light supposed to be without. The title of today's lesson, First Within, Then Without, is familiar to those of us who have been exposed to this teaching for a while. Reverend Lucy Fagneau, our founding minister, used to tell me, "We say the same thing every Sunday. Everything that happens to us starts within ourselves, with what we accept on an emotional level." And we make a distinction between emotions and feelings. Emotions are learned. They're reactions to an outer stimulus. Laughter, worry, confusion, celebration of a favorite team's winning goal are examples of emotions dependent on the outer. Feelings are different. They come to us from within ourselves. They are from God, through our soul. They do not depend on anything in the outer. Examples of feelings are love, peace, joy, confidence in our eternal connection with our source. All wisdom, all power. With love, for example, it's sometimes difficult, especially in the beginning, to know the difference between human love that flames up passionately and is an emotion, and God's love that also quietly comes to us no matter what we're going through. This is feeling. One example is from Paul, the first missionary, who traveled by foot, by boat, teaching whoever would listen to this wonderful freedom of unconditional love, of God's forgiving us, and that we are to forgive others. Unconditional love and forgiveness replace revenge and the old law of an eye for an eye. More than once, Paul and those with him were beaten and thrown into jail for seeming to undermine the authorities wherever they were, both religious and civil. And Paul and the people traveling with him were in jail. This is from the book of Acts. And they were singing and praising God as if they were out on a hillside somewhere. They loved God. And then an earthquake happened, and it shook the prison and unlocked the cell door. And the jailer came running in, "Please don't leave. If you go at night, if you go in the morning, the authorities will come in, they will think I let you go, and I'll be killed." And so Paul and his few people with him stayed. And they began to talk about the teaching, and the jailer stayed and listened. And he called his family, and all of them became new Christians. They responded to this teaching. No matter where we are, no matter what we're going through, this presence of harmony, of love, of feelings that defy what the appearance says, That's what is with us, and we can be confident of it. In our program today, in the Old Testament, the Bible reading is from Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. We can be at peace, knowing that we and others involved are channels for God's activity on earth that has a way to be the highest good for all concerned. When we choose to align our feeling nature with the highest understanding we have about God, about our relationship to God, this builds an attitude in our minds, in our feelings. And it is a peace of mind, no matter what the outer appearance says. On the front of your program, we leave every Sunday this quote by Dr. Seal, who founded this particular church. The power is not in the condition. It is in the mood that you allow these conditions to produce in your consciousness. Dr. Seal says that if you react to what the world presents to you in the newspapers, in the broadcast news, and you react on that same level, you are contributing to the darkness. If, however, you remember that we are not to touch whatever the outer situation is, we are to go to God and trust without our understanding getting in the way. We don't have to understand. It's already good. Eventually, it may be soon, but at some point, we are going to see that that experience we went through built us into the person we are, and it contributed to our good and opened a door that was better than anything we could have dreamed would happen. If we look back on our lives, I'm sure we can see instances that this has been proved so. Very often, we talk about the way Emmett Fox, who was an ordained divine science minister, the way he summarized this teaching in such a simple, contemporary way. He called it the golden key. Stop thinking about the problem, whatever it is, and think about God instead. That is setting up the God presence, the awareness of the God presence, for the lesson title, First Within. Take care of the within. And what happens in the without is going to be better than whatever you think. And it may come from a very surprising source, a stranger. Craig can attest to that, because someone he didn't know gave him the name of a doctor who was a channel for God's presence. to heal after Craig did his part, a serious eye condition. Craig didn't plan it. It just happened as part of God's perfect plan. When we keep the within steady, founded on the rock of the Christ presence, the without will take the form of our good. We don't need to know in advance what it is. We simply remember, stop thinking about the problem. Whatever it is, think about God instead. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are filled with gratitude that you made us. You love us. You empower us to love each other. So it is. Amen.